Rashi Polok, Toshinayan Hay, tremendous Yisoid in Parshas Balak, the story of Bilam, the story of Balak and Bilam, and with the curse Klal Yisrael, the scheme, the plan. You see the tremendous effort that was made to try to find a way to stop Klal Yisrael. So Be'emes, there's two Yisoides that I want to discuss. Be'emes, each one deserves a separate shmooze, so that's why we're going to be here. But Lamaise, the first Yisod, the whole story, the Balak hires Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, the Ama Yotzim in Mitzrayim, they're busy with Ama Yotzim in Yichzaras in the earth with Yoshev Mimuli. Cursed them. And Bilam goes on his way to curse Klal Yisrael. And Kodesh Baruch is not happy that he's going, and he sets up a deterrent. Sets up first, Rashi says, Malchei Ra, but Hashem's not happy, he's going. So this also sees the Malach Hashem Yitzvah Derech, and he hits the Osun stops, bangs into the wall, but he goes off, he sees the Sotan, he goes off the road, bangs him to get on the road. And he goes, Mishal Kramim, Godemizev, Godemizev. Atero Osnus Maach Hashem, Atilochetzel Akir. He bangs into the wall because he's afraid to go. He can't go past the Malach. And then they go to Mokum Tsar. There's nowhere to go. He sees the Malach and the Osn just lays down. Vayiftach Hashem is Piha Osn. One of the most paladic, most wildest things in the history of the world. The history of the world, I say. Today, you have it on every cartoon, but it's not a true thing. But here, Hashem opens up the mouth of the Osun, and he talks to Bilam. Vayiftach Hashem is Pia Osun, Vatorim Lebilam Me'asis Lecho, Ki Kisoni Zeh Shaloish Rigolim. And the Pella Rabbi said, the Pella Shebeploim is, Bilam gets into an argument with the Dasam. Some say, the Gemara says that he was his wife, so that's very normal that he got into an argument. Like the Osin, and I once said over Pshat, Lamazeki son of Jesh Shaloish Pa'amin. But the Maisa, she was his wife, would be one of them. Three times is a little bit too much. Don't tell this part of the Shabbos. This is not the. This is Tuesday. That's Tuesday. This is the Mishmur. But anyway, he hears words coming out of the mouth of a donkey, and he hits the donkey weiter. I would kill you. Stop. Look and listen. Take out a few seconds. What's going on? The mouth of the Osun talk to you. Paladik is the said. But also the lashon of the donkey. Why did you hit me? Shaloish regalim. Shaloish regalim. What's the lashon of shaloish regalim? Should I say shaloish palm? It's the regalim. the first Yisoyer Rabbi say, again, this needs a very, very big arichas, but again, we're trying to keep it short and sweet. Yisod. And it could be, I was thinking, the Amkas HaDvarim Rabbi say, this is what could be the area where Bilam, this could be the area where Bilam had his fault. I will be Masbir Rabbi say. Bilam believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rabbi Yisrael. The Pelet HaGazah, Bilam believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bilam believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He talked to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He said to Balak, I can't do anything. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me to say, I can do it. And yet, Mitzad Sheni, Bilam does not take heed of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to him. Bilam hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to him, but he doesn't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Bilam, Vayikar Bilam. He says he came to Bilam, Kum Lechitam. He comes the first time, Hashem tells him what to do, and he listens. Hashem said, I can't go, I'm not going. I can't go, I'm going. But Hashem talks to Bilam and he doesn't listen. And that's the Yisroel of Oisai. And this could be an Amkus, a Tifa Amkus of Oisai. That Bilam understood there was a Boirei Oilam. But Bilam had problems, or Bilam didn't believe, or Bilam wasn't ready to accept better. The Iyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs every aspect of our life. And everything that happens in our life is Hashkocha Pratis. Everything along the way is Hashkocha Pratis. And even just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to you, Pe'el Pe'el Dababoy, there's a speaking in another way. There's a speaking in things that go around in our everyday life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him and talking to us. The Medrash says it over Pella. What was this wall that he kept banging into? You know what this wall was? Zok the Medrash, Chazal say, Bilam was Lavan. Bilam was a Gilgal. The Medrash says it was a Gilgal of Lavan. And everybody knows, going back to that parasha, Lavan made a pact with who? With Yaakov Avinu. In Mani Evo Esagal Hazer, he put a rock there, a wall there. What was it called? Gal Eid? They put a wall called Gal Eid. And they put it over there that no one should pass between. The Hora Al-Oilam. Zok the Medrash, that Gal Eid. This wall that Bilam and Bilam kept bumping into. And Bilam was supposed to think, there's a message. God's talking to me. Bilam only understood God talked to me literally or figuratively, but actual talking. But he didn't want to believe that all, whatever goes on around us, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's in control and he's directing us. Because Bilam was a Balgaiva. As Rashi says, the Midah of Bilam was Balgaiva. It was a greedy Balgaiva. And when a person is a Balgaiva, he doesn't want to accept that he's not in control. He's not directing himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria that the world should not only be a place that we live and occupy, but from the world itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him and sees that he talks to the Brias. He directs them, he gives a direction. These are messages and Hashkocha Pratis that are around us time to time, but we have to look, we have to see, and we have to understand. But if a person is going with understanding that no, I'm in control of what's really going on. Again, it could be this, he understands there's some direction from above. But it's not every second. He said, like Rashi says before, God doesn't know certain times and this and that. I'm not ready to give myself over in a way that I'm totally directed. So you won't hear the messages. You won't hear Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to you and telling you this is not good for you. It's dangerous for you. It's Stay away from this. And the Kodesh Baruch sends you, and the person has to think and spend the time. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu sending me messages. If a person lives with the Eibush, don't understand the Eibush is in control of every part of our lives. This is the Am HaYotzim Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Shalosh Rukolim, the Chiddush B'Chiddush HaOilom was Ma'aseh Breishis. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Shalosh Rukolim, Rabbi Yisai. That Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's all about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's all Hashkocha Pratis. Because it's running. Oilom there. The purpose of a Shalosh Rukolim, Rabbi Yisai, what do? You go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Lefnei Odoin Hashem, and you leave all your possessions, everything you own, you leave it behind. All the things that you feel that you are the Baalim on it. You say, you declare, I'm not the Baalim. If they all do in Hashem, it's his world. That's what Sholosh Golem represents. And that was the message. And Bilam can hear the mouth of a donkey talking to me, talking to him. Lama Zay, Kishani Zayla, Sholosh Golem. Why have you hit me three times, Sholosh Golem? Why did you Sholosh Golem? Hear the Vart. Bereshim's talking to you, going to start up with a nation that's. But a person who's not ready to machmir himself, not ready to really understand that I have to machmir myself, to humble myself. It's the very Olam's Welt. If you're not ready to humble yourself, you won't hear the message, you'll continue on to your destruction. Bilam was headed towards his destruction. Malachi Rachamim started to stop. This is the galay. You made the pact. No. He can hear it and see the message, but just totally oblivious to it. Now, this is a very, 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 very important yisoid of us. That person has to humble himself and to hear the messages. Because of the Ruach Gavoya, because he had that Ruach Gavoya, he didn't hear the message. And the mouth of the Osoin, the mouth of the Osoin talked, the donkey spoke of us. From the lowest behemoth, one time that was what was the donkey, the lowest of behemoths came out and spoke to him and told him and gave him the message, and he's not going to see it, he's going to go by Vaita. And this is such a powerful lesson for us, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to listen to the messages, we have to hear what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to us. Sometimes if we get a Musa, somebody comes over, gives over a Musa, somebody comes over, you think it just happened that way? Okay, it happened, Bashkocha, this, that. No. The Bereshim's talking to you. Maybe you have to wake up in this area. Think. Cheshbon. Make his pointiness. Why all of a sudden that this thing's happening to me? Why all of a sudden? There's a famous Meister of Moshe Aaron Stern. The Rebbe Mashkiach, Moshe Aaron Stern said over, I think, Rebbe Lope was watching, walking up the stairs of Kamenetz and fell down. So someone wanted to pick him up. He was, no, I didn't want to sit here. So the Rebbe, they tried to pick him up. No, he stayed on the floor. So he asked the Rebbe, my high. So he said, listen, I fell down the floor, and I was trying to reason the reason why I fell down. Why did I fall down? Oh, he fell down. There's a banana. One of the Bachur Ram boy left his banana peel over there. What do you mean? I know you fell down. There's a banana peel there. It's a little slippery. The guy doing the floor. No. He fell down. Must be. This means something. Maybe his master, Rabbi Shalom Shvadron, he was supposed to go to Chutzlar, so he had a pain with his leg. He went to Bichatzko. Bichatz says, I don't think you should go. See, the fact that you have that pain is a message, but Kosh Baruch maybe doesn't want you to go. You have to know what the message means. You have to ask, and don't make yourself crazy. I mean, but there are messages being sent. Because the Bnei Yerushalayim wants to tour us, he wants to direct us, he wants to give us life. And we have to hear it. And sometimes it's so clear. But we're so involved, wrapped up, that it's our world. We're so involved that it's our world, that we want something. So we can't hear the message b'chlam. Can you imagine a place that you're going on the way? You're driving one day to work. All of a sudden, the engine, well, if you can't put it into a good muscle 10 years ago, the car talks to you for sure now. But not turn left. How's it going today? Where are you headed? Why are you driving so wildly? And the car talks to him. He's what's going on over here? He punches the wheel. He starts smacking the wheel. You know? Like, what in the world is going on? His car's giving him. The guy, any normal person would say, obviously, you know, it's not the car's talking. You won't get into a fight with his car. You see, so today it's not. You see, guy screaming at his car. And I realize he has his car. The first time I saw it, I thought the guy was mom. You have to call it, you know, straitjackets. Come right over, right away. Lock this guy up. He's screaming. I said, "Oh my God, no one in the car. What's going on?" This is before I realized the whole thing with the art. You know, the phone. I saw a guy, mom, just yelling away, and he thought he was out the window was closed. Who's he? Had such anger. Yeah. Got so nervous that with the guy, mom was having a nervous breakdown in his car. Then he realized a guy today could, mom should go crazy in his car with the. But otherwise, you see, mom, the car talks to him. Guys, goes to a traffic light and stands by him with a traffic light. "Hello, sir. Don't go across that street, even though it's green." Huh? You know, like he starts thinking, "Am I hearing things?" You know, a shopping cart. Skim milk is better for you. Pushing the shopping cart down the aisle. Like, what? What was that? Did you hear that? The shopping cart? He has a box of donuts. "Don't touch that." This donkey talks to him, and yet it's the pshat. He doesn't hear. Sholosh Rugolim. You could have said Pesach Sukkos and Shavuos. Speak it out, donkey. Get it out there. Sholosh Rugolim. Come on, who sells the Sholosh Rugolim? Gold doesn't know that. Lama Sholosh Rugolim. Before you speak about it, there was a remez. Klaisel. That was the three places. It was clear. Anybody who could see it, a donkey talks. You're not going to see it. Because a person is involved and enwrapped in his own world, and he's living, that's my world. I don't realize that it's Ibn Hashem's world. I'm just a servant. So Ibn Hashem's sending me messages. I can miss it totally. So that's the Shmuz Mitzad Achar, to learn to listen to the messages. The famous Meiser, I think, a friend tells over, there was a certain woman that came to Rav Shlomo, that was learning in a school over here. She became a little religious. She was working on it. She was still not from. And she became pregnant. And she wanted to abort the baby. And she was speaking to her. She said, "Listen, I'm just starting to, you know, my career and this, and I'm not ready for this and this and that." So, one of the rabbis that she was dealing with was trying to help her get her from and things like that. Said, "You know, I'm not telling you what to go to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He's a big rabbi. He lives in Rechavi, in Shai Chesed. Go to him, talk to him. He's a big fan. If he tells you it's okay, you know, maybe not ready, go to him." She comes to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman gets into a conversation with her. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "I heard the Shabbat, let's talk a little bit first. What are you doing?" "I'm studying." "What are you studying?" "I'm studying to be a nurse, a doctor." "So why are you going into that field?" She said, "Well, I want to help people, I want to save lives, bring lives." And when the words came out of her mouth, so Shlomazan like said, "You know, and what about..." And then she heard the message. But they said, "Oh, but that's not really a, it's not, but it could be a lie. It's already, it's an ender, you know." And then once the message came out, it hit her in the middle. The Kodesh Baruch Hu put those words in her mouth that she should hear her own message. And we sometimes, even things that we say, sometimes to others, and of course we say things that we don't think for a second, like, why do we say that, or what we give that Muslim? Sometimes maybe the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help put it into our mouths, because there's a message there for us. There's a lesson there for us. There's something that we have to know, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu has many messengers of us. That's Hashgacha Pratis. But it can only work if a person is humble. Avraham Avinu heard the message of the world. The world talked. The world speaks to Zebari Olam. Why isn't anybody hearing it? The whole world speaks. Yishmiyahu HaNavi says, Yishayahu HaNavi, Go out into the world, Ru'umi Borei, look into the stars, and Ru'umi Borei, just look at the world for a second, you see the message is clear, there's a Boire. No one hears it. Who heard the message, Rabbi Zahar? Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu was the, as Rashi says, that was the Mishnah says, he was the opposite of Bilam. He was the Anav, he was the humble person, really to humble himself. There was no agenda. He wanted the truth. He was ready to humble himself. When you're ready to humble yourself, you're ready to hear any message. Ezu or Ezu Deros is the Gemara in Talmud Chav Zayin. Ezu Deros Yover Ba Adam Yev Asatoy Chachos. What should a person do? What's the Deros? He should be successful in this world, says the Gemara in Talmud. Yev Asatoy Chachos. You should love Toy Chachos. Reproof. Reproof is to deal with Toy Chachos. That's not for this door. Chaznish, everybody right away, they say, Toivin, Chaznish. But the Mir Gemara says, you have a Toichacha. Toichacha is not necessarily a guy comes over and gives you, I have to give you Toichacha, you're not acting properly. Toichacha, Toichacha, Rashi says in the Chor, Oisoichiach is proof, it's clarity. Toichacha, you have a Toichacha, you should love, you should enjoy. When you have clarity, someone gives you clarity, it's something that you have been doing right. There's the lesson, you learn the lesson, you have clarity in the lesson. Might be because you want to do. Everybody wants to get to the shleimus, and if there's a message on how I could get there, so I'm ready to accept it. That's the nefesh. That's the humbleness. That's the acceptingness. I'm ready. I want to learn. I want to understand. I want to do what's right. So you can see a whole world that's nature, and learn the lesson, and you can hear the donkey talk and not learn the lesson. What's it, Tullian? If you're ready to humble yourself, or you want to, you want to live the world. You want to believe that the world was your world. You're not ready to lower yourself and humble yourself. You have your agenda, and that's it. Nefesh gevoya, very high nefesh. You'll never hear the message. You'll never see the message. You'll never learn the message. Having mitalmidov shel Avram Avinu. It's the only way to be successful, to hear the message Rabbi said, and then you can be so successful because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending you messages left and right. But because you have your agenda, you're not hearing that. That's the first half of Rabbi said. We're going to take the shoes the other way now. The Pasuk says, Atera, Ha'osoy. The Pasuk says that Bilam got up in the morning. And he saddled his donkey. Rashi says, what's going on over here? He got up early in the morning. Why is Bilam? He was the superstar of Osai. After Bilam, they were all running after. Why was he the one saddling his own donkey? That's for the stable boys. Come on, Johnny, get out there. Mikan Shasino Mikalkeras is Ashura. His hatred for Klai Yisrael perverted his mind. Shechova Shuba Atzma. This great Tsar did it himself. Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosha. Hashem said, you wicked one. Kfar Kadamta Avram Avim. Avram Avim preceded them, preceded you. The first part of Rashi, okay, I understand. What's the second part of Rashi Rabbi Yisrael? Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rasha, Kfar Kadamta Avram Avihem. Avram Avihem, he preceded you. Well, he preceded what? What's going on with it? What's that whole part of Rashi? Rasha, you Rasha, Avram, what's going on? The Pasuk says, after this whole story where he tried to prevent it, that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes once again, and Bilam says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, if you don't want me to go, I won't go. So Rashi brings down, so and finally says, no, Hashem says you could go with him. So Rashi, lechem anoshim b'der, shalom rotzo leilech, moylichen oisai. In the play, the way a person wants to go, moylichen oisai, he is set forth to go. Chazal say in Makkos Daf Yud, "Min haTorah, min haNavim, min haKsuvim, b'der shalom rotzalech molichem oisai." It's such a powerful, an unbelievable powerful lesson. Even though the Gemara Makkos dashes on the pasuk before, But this Rashi and this Chazal is so unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. It's mamish, kemat the opposite lesson that we learned before. But there's a yesod, Rabbi Yisrael, unbelievable yesod here. And I'm sure people talk about it, but we have to be making it a little bit, a few minutes, Rabbi Yisrael. We don't have so much time to be making this yesod, but there Hashem writes a leilech. There's a yesod that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was matbiya in the teva ha'oilam, Rabbi Yisrael. That there's a thing called Ratzon. Ratzon is the person's bechira, his desire to choose, his true bechira to choose something and want it with the utmost want. That's Ratzon. And the Torah tells us, I think you saw it, that even a Kodesh Baruch Hu will send all the preventive messages and try to stop a person. But b'derech she'odom roitzel leilech moylichen oisoy, that if a person with Ratzon can overcome all obstacles. He can, if he has the rotten ha'amiti ad ha'soif, it's a pella de gezach, Rabbi Yisrael. Bnei Shem Dimon didn't want him to go and show the message and stop. Pia osoin. But there's a rotten a bechira, koyach a bechira, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a koyach elokus, we have to say. That's the yisoy. Rotten is a koyach a bechira, which is a koyach elokus. And has the power of moylichen oisoy. It's a koyach of neshama, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the koyach of Ratzon. And it is unsurmountable. It has a power like no other power, and the power has no end to it. It's a zoivi neshama, which is there's no shear, there's no limit. It's unlimited. The koyach of the power of a true Ratzon is unlimited. B'derash Adam Ratzon Leila Moilichanais. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal Taichish Pshad in that Rashi earlier, Gevaldik Yisod. Vayach Moshe's Hasoinoi, he got together and loaded his donkey. He himself, this high, haughty, powerful, filthy rich man who could have tens and thousands of servants doing Vayach Moshe's Hasoinoi. Zokt Rashi Fira Moshe. It wasn't only Shasina Mikalkel Sasab Shura that he was just perverted so badly in his hatred to Klal Yisrael. But it was more than that. He was there to set into effect a kitchruk against Klal Yisrael. You see, with all my haughtiness and with all my gaiva and with all my greatness, I'm ready to low myself. To be choivish my asoinoi. Look what I'm ready to do. Look at what I need to give up. Look at what I'm ready to lower myself in order to go against Klal Yisrael. He wanted to set into effect a kitchur against Klal Yisrael. What are they ready to do for their belief? You see what I'm ready to do for my belief? What is Klal Yisrael ready to do for their belief? Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him, Rasha, you think you have a kitchur again? Fakodma Avram Avihem. Look what Avram did when he was going through the Akedah to do my will. He also had servants. And he was commanded to go and sacrifice his son. He could have delayed it. Fayokum Avram Bapoike. Fayachvash is a son of Rasha. Fakodma Avram Avihem. It's Meduik Me'oid Avihem. Rasha is my Tknech Avihem. That it's mutzpah, as we say, famous Yisoy, that what the others accomplished, they made the DNA of Klal Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is ready to go out. Ani Moisim Nefesh. They have that Ratzon to do whatever is necessary for Yibayin Hashem. And that's the koyach of kids. Kids who say, look at the Ratzon. Look how much I desire it. Look what I'm ready to give up. The power of that Ratzon, I'm ready to give it. I have such a desire. I'm ready to go and give up all my honor. What are they ready to do? Russia. You're starting up with this nation. Avram Avihem. Avram Avihem was the forefather who was ready to give up all his honor and everything to sacrifice his son and to go get up early to Sal's that it should be bezrizes to sacrifice his son. You have no mockum for Kitchur. But this goes to show Rabbi said the guy, the strength of the Ratzon, how strong his Ratzon was. And when the Ratzon is full, the Ratzon is strong, the Ratzon is so powerful, is so complete, it's wanted with the utmost wanted. Chazal say there's an effect in the Briya B'Derech Sha'adam Roitzel Leilech. We could, if you were saying the Hezbollah is because you're tapping into the most powerful Koya, the power of Bechira on its utmost. I'm choosing with a 100% choice, not B'di Eved. L'chadchila Sheb L'chadchila L'chadchila. I'm choosing with the utmost Ratzon this desire. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Teva that that Koyach has a Koyach to go. B'derech Sha'adam Roitzel Leilech Me'lichan Asa. And that's how far it went, even to go. And this is so powerful, you saw it, Rabbi said, the other saw it, to learn, Rabbi said. People tell all the time, Rabbi said, say all the time, yeah, I want to know Shas. I want to be a Talmud Chacham. A lot of wannabes. Join the wannabe club. Millions of guys out there in the wannabe club. But in the Etzem, there's a mistake in calling the wannabe club. Because it's not a wannabe club. Because if it would be wannabes, they wouldn't be wannabes. They would be bees. Those bees, you know those bees with the honey? They would be beers, not wannabes. The terror is you don't want it enough. The Chaim Shulevitz once said, a person wants to be a Baki B'Shas. He wants to know, I want to know Shas. I want to know Shas. I want to be a Baki B'Shas. You have to kill yourself over Shas. You have to go without the utmost desire for it. It shows in the actions. It shows in how much you if it's be'etzim ha'ratzon, the Hashem was matbi in the brief, it's the Shadam Roitzel Leilach. So if we don't accomplish it, Rabbi Yisai, there's a feltoch in the ratzon. So a person has to know that. Do you really want it, Rabbi Yisai? It has to be with the full heart. It can't be saying, I want it. You might want to want. That's everybody does. The want to wants that we have a lot of. Of course, it's chavaldik to be a Baki B'Shas, Talmud Chacham, Rosh Yeshiva, Magid Shir, whatever it is in life. But do you really want it with the full Bechira, the full wanting, full Ratzon? And that means, what are you ready to give up? How far are you ready to go for it? What are you ready to give up for it? That shows how much you really want it. But if you really want it, if it's 100% with 1,000% want, then kimat bor is going to happen. And that's the hezber, Rabbi said. The lomdish hezber. It says by Yaakov Avido that when he went over and he lifted the rock off the be'er, like a pekak, like a cap off a bottle. So Reb Chaim Shulevitz is a famous shmuz. In the shmuz he says, he brings we say when we speak about the Tal, the mitzvah from Tal, we say, Yachad Leiv. With the Yachad Leiv, Yaakov, you know, lifted off the rock off the be'er. What the Yachad Leiv? There was no chelik of his heart that didn't want it. There was a yichud otzum in the lev, 100%. Every part of him wanted it, and then he was able to go ahead and take a rock, which was in the stomach, that 100 or whatever amount of roim had to take it off. What's the pshat? What was the yachad lev? It was complete. The wanting was complete. There was no hisnagdus. That was the yichud lev, and that we see even today, Rabbi. I just read a story recently, also of a lady, a young lady. She was in college. A 20-year-old lady, and she came to her house, and she saw her grandfather. She was walking by, she saw her grandfather was just, he was fixing a tire or whatever, and now he was buried under the SUV. And this, whatever, how long she weighed, took the SUV, lifted up the SUV, and lifted off of her father. She should enter into the weightlifting Olympics. What's the tenets of us? How's it shayach? We go physically this, we'll make analyze it. Yachad Leiv is 100% Yichud Leiv. It doesn't have a hezbah, Piseich, right? And as good as a 75-year-old grandmother, her grandson was also under a car. She barely can lift the milk. Pitcher of milk in the morning. Her grandson has to come help her. Emma! It's time to get up! And she runs out and she lifts up the car. Come on, Rabbi. What's going on? Yichud Lev, the total wanting, the koichas that's dominant in a human being. Now, please say it's Dover Shel Ein Kamoyu. Famous Maisa with Reb Zalman, the brother of the Vilna Goy. He once needed a certain sefer, he was learning the sugya, and he realized it was back of a giant bookcase. And he started pacing back and forth. Lo yibah shamayim, if he was in Shemayim, we'd have to go up and be able to get it. And he paced back slowly, started, and he took a whole bookcase and just moved it out of its place. And he got the sefer. Yichud lever, but he said, the common a person can accomplish, Rabbi said. A person can accomplish in his learning, Rabbi said. We have to also to fast the meruba, but we have to realize the power that a person, human being, has. If we're not accomplishing as we want to accomplish, if we're not getting to place that we really could get to, it's because we really don't want it. Don't say, oh yeah, maybe I don't understand, I really want to get up in the morning, I want to take the test every week and know it, I want Shabbos, I want to know the 35 blood, I want to know brachas and Shabbos and Erev, and I want to know it. You want to know it? Really? You're going to make plans on how to do it. You want to accomplish? You're going to accomplish. You want to mechadish chidushi Torah? You're mechadish chidushi Torah. You want to be an Adam Gadol? You'll be an Adam Gadol. You want to be a Talmud Chacham? The Teretz is, there are wants, but it's not complete. Meaning, it'd be nice and I would want, but I know to be a Talmud Chacham, I have to give up this and give up that. And after law, okay, so then you don't really want it, because you know to want it, you need to have all those things. But complete wanting, everybody's saying, it's such a powerful word. The president, he walks by this parish and he says, there's an unbelievable koyach, Rabbi said. The koyach of a bechira hamitis, 100% with the yichud lev, Rabbi said. How much you can go, how far you can go. There's unlimited abilities, Rabbi said. You see it by people that did it, took it on. You see people in life that they went out and decided a real hachlota, I'm going to spend my Shabbosim. Mamas use them out and become a Talmud Chacham and learn and steig and chaz and know. And that's what happened. And I became Talmud Chacham. All of a sudden, this guy popped up. You remember, we went to class together. What do you mean? We used to go to the same playgroup. By Mrs. Robinson over there in Borough Park. We were there with the same. I remember he once stuck his finger in my arm. I was crying. Took away my bottle. I took away his bottle. They had to separate us, put us in two different pens. And we screamed at each other from the pen. Wah, wah. And look at him today. What the chiluk, everybody say? Oh, you say, wow, what are you talking about? IQ, this, garbage. He wanted it, I didn't want it. But there, Shalom, right to the Leilich, Malich, like I said. There, you choose your destiny, everybody say. Everybody chooses their destiny. The person has to understand that there's so much time in the day, there's so much to accomplish. But Lamaisa, we don't want as much. We're busy with this and busy with that. If you wanted it, there would be no snagdus. There would be nothing stopping you. There would be nothing in your way. A guy who's focused 100%. So you tell me, okay, I have a problem. I'm ADD. He told me I can't add when I was young. I'm ADD. I'm ABCD. X, Y, Z, I'm all these different things. Derech Shodim wrote to Leilach to steer it to that cloud. But Derech Shodim wrote to Leilach Malik and Sarah. So if a Shuldor Rabbi Sai, Chaim Shmulevitz is one of the most grumbling there. The guy Nebuch was orphaned at 17 years old. And he became a great God, Rabbi, so he had a good head, this. He used to go to the marketplace. At 17, he had to go to the marketplace and he had to go work there because he had to support his family. He had little kids and little brothers and sisters around. And his brother used to remember, that was by day. He used to go to the market. At night, he'd sit there, Chidushi Torah. Chaim became a Gadol B'Shabbat Gadol Rabbi Sa. If you would have checked, what are the chances? His mother and father, whatever, he had to go to the shuk. He wanted to become the Gadol B'Shabbat Gadol, and he became the Gadol B'Shabbat Gadol Rabbi Sa. It's a lesson for everybody in life, I would say. Make goals and desire it with all the utmost desire, the utmost bechira.